Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I spoke all hair and bringing us back. Whiter shade of pale. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having more fun than the law allows on the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. See how easy we make it for you, folks? It's totally intuitive. Everything we do here is intuitive, except when Jeffrey Zabar here comes to join us, and sometimes that's a little not quite so intuitive.
Then Jeffrey, the wheels come off, it goes off the rails.
He's a little counterintuitive. Jeffrey is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, you'll find his website. Jeffrey, we just had a great travelogue, your trip to Edinburgh. I think we forgot to say that your son is studying over there.
Yeah, he is.
And you went over there with one of your daughters. Your wife is going over, again, because of their school situation, going over with the other daughter to visit your son. So what a great memory you guys are having. But all along the way, you're like the rest of us. You know, you're not the CEO of Exxon, or you're the CEO of the chief home officer, and there's nobody left behind when you leave, so you have to do your business, don't you?
I absolutely did. So
how did you find the technology this time?
Well, there were two things that I did. First off, before I left, three things. First off, before I left, I sent an email about a month ago, and then I sent an email about a couple of days before I left, just saying, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. I'm going to file any deadlines that are due. I'm going to file them before I go. And if you have anything that needs doing, you know, plan accordingly. Get it to me early or wait till after I get back. So I did that. I also changed my voicemail on my phone just to say that if you need me, send me an email. You know, that I'm going to be away incommunicado via phone, so send me an email, and I left my email address. Which reminds me, I've got to go change my voicemail back to my standard, you know, greeting. But the other thing I did is we use one of the normal calling plans, one of the wireless carriers here, so I went online and I changed my plan to get me, you know, sort of unlimited texting, a data plan, and a reduced phone call pricing for when I'm overseas. Because while I didn't want to run my business while I was over there, I didn't want the business to founder. I didn't want it to be, if I miss something, if I have to make a call, I didn't want to call home to cost me $5 a minute. So, you know, I got it where it was less than a dollar, roughly a dollar a minute to call home. We also teed up Skype, so I could Skype, you know, from the road. And also, you know, for family and the like, we use, FaceTime, the Apple video calling and audio calling feature. So we had really teed up all sorts of technology and apps to enable me to stay connected as much as I wanted to while I was away. It wasn't about doing work. It was about not losing work and not losing communications while I'm away. Of course,
in case,
I left on a Tuesday, got back on Monday night.
In case a prospect contacted you, and you didn't have to do any work. You just wanted to be able to follow up and say, hey,
absolutely,
I got your email, and et cetera, et cetera.
Silence is deadly.
Yeah.
You know, so,
it's okay to call people or email them and say, hey, I got your email. Thanks for contacting me. But I'm out of the country. Is it okay if I get back with you next week? And people understand.
I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who exactly that went down. They emailed me while I was away, and I replied to say, look, if you have to talk, we can talk, but I will be back on Tuesday.
Right.
You know, it would be best if we talk then. And, of course, they're not going to say, we have to be done now. You know, anything that has to be done that urgent, they waited too long anyway.
Right.
But we followed up the conversation. I'm starting a project this week. So, you know, it's just about not being incommunicado and then also knowing how to use your technology. You know, for example, even if you're traveling in a place where I'm sitting in a 300-year-old pub with my kids, you know, having a pint, they probably have Wi-Fi. And if you have downtime...
That's a good question, though. How was the connection there? What kind of speed did you
have? It depended. You know, it depended. When you're in a city or even in a small town, a village, as it were, in all likelihood, they have connectivity. They have Wi-Fi. You know, there's very few places that are totally incommunicado now, especially if you have sat phones.
But the connection was spotty, but was it adequate to...
It was completely adequate.
For email and things like that?
Yeah, and it was inadequate at times when we were driving between villages.
Okay, that makes sense.
Are you saying
that the mobile was inadequate between
the
villages?
Mobile, like cell, we would lose cell service or lose wireless service, data service. So, so for example, the inability
that
to
would,
use
that would be spotty because you can get into some pretty. The Highlands is pretty remote. Some of those places are pretty remote out there.
Remote, and you're going through passes,
mountain passes, and the point-to-point.
And that's, I think, the closing argument or discussion here, or point to take away, is if you're going to travel, if you want to stay connected, know where you're going. Talk to your wireless carrier, see what
that's
they can
a big
do.
Deal.
And know, also look at the map before you go to know that, hey, this location that we may be going may be spotty. I may lose service. Just know that going in. And the other thing is, have paper maps.
Well, and you also may want to change. You also may want to change your paper maps. Absolutely, you can't count on the connection. But you also may want to maybe temporarily adjust your plan you have with your carrier for an international plan for a month or two.
Well, that's what we did. Yeah. I did it. You know, you have to take it like for a minimum of a month, and I did.
Yeah.
But what Zach did, my son is over there studying. So if you're going to be there more, you know, weeks or months, and you need to have a phone plan, you just go buy a SIM card. Mm-hmm. You buy a plan, and you can plug your SIM card in. You'll still have your own email. You'll still have your own, but you might not have your own texting. You know, you're going to lose.
Right.
You're going to gain a new phone number.
You may be able to talk, but you may not have data. That's one of the things you get to spotty.
Yeah, so you have to think about how different ways to make this happen. But there's ways to make it happen, and most importantly, if you can, turn it off.
Yeah,
just
there you go. Especially you're on vacation. So, hey,
absolutely.
Jeff, I'm glad you had a great trip and got back safely. Thanks for the report. Come back soon.
Always great. Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.